You're listening to the Faith Shaping Podcast, sharing faith journeys through authentic Christian living. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Faith Shaping Podcast. This is episode number 10 for June 11th, 2006. My name is Tim Nolte, and I'm your host. And I'd just like to thank you for taking the moment to take some time out of your day to listen to what God has been teaching me through this journey of life and a faith journey, seeking after Him. And I don't have any listener comments because, well, I haven't had a podcast for a couple weeks. I apologize for that. I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. I may have to take another break here for a couple weeks or another little bit of extended week. I'll be out of town again next weekend. And, you know, I've been thinking I may need to adjust when I do my podcast. I really enjoy being able to go through the week and then kind of reflect on the week and share with you what God is doing in my life through using the podcast. Through the podcast. That's my method of delivery, obviously. And anyways, so I may have to adjust that. You know, I am in the process of moving or looking at moving. I'm still holding to seeking God's guidance and plan and all that and leaving the details in His hands. I've got another trip out to Michigan next weekend for some job interviews. So that may keep me from getting the podcast out over the weekend. I may not be able to do that till the beginning of next or the following week. So I just ask that you bear with me, and hopefully when life starts to settle down and everything gets in place, and if I finally get out there and settled in, then things will be back to normal. I'll be able to get this podcast out on a regular basis, and that's my desire. Today's topic is one that God has been just teaching and speaking to me about this week through my devotion time and just through things that have been going on in my life. And it's really a lot of it. I mean, it's been things that have come up in my devotions time, but God has really been teaching me this also in just my everyday life and the experiences I'm going through with moving and all this process. And the topic is trusting in God's plan. And the scripture that God has been using to teach me about this week is found in Exodus chapters 13 through 14. And carries on to a little bit into 15 as well. But, you know, that whole story, I don't know if you're familiar with that passage, but that is the time when God brought Moses to bring the people out of Egypt. And for a long time, the people in Egypt were wanting God to deliver them from the slavery that they were in Egypt. And, you know, they were crying out to God, "God, please send somebody to save us." And it took some time, and God had a plan all along. He had Moses picked out from the beginning, and the plan needed to work itself out. And, you know, it's even amazing to think about how, you know, Moses was put in the right position to really be effective in bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, in the fact that he was supposed to have been killed. And his mother put him down the river, and he was taken up by one of Pharaoh's daughters, I believe, and, you know, grew up in Pharaoh's courts. And it was through that Moses really became respected. And later on, I just believe that, you know, I mean, if you look at it, God used that, you know, that whole situation. I mean, he just had a perfect plan in mind for Moses and how that all worked out to in the end, bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And, you know, it's interesting because God's plan doesn't always necessarily fit with our idea of what his plan should be. If we look at Exodus 13, verse 17, it's talking about when Pharaoh let the people go, it says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So even in that, I mean, God did two things there. He had a plan in mind that was going to be in the best interest of the Israelites. And the reason he had that in mind was because he knew the Israelites' hearts. And he knew that if he brought them through the Philistine country, that they would probably turn tail and run. And they were just, I mean, they were a struggling people. Really, I mean, if we look at it, the Israelites in that time really seemed to be struggling in their faith. I mean, they were always going back to God and crying out to him, you know, what do you have for us, God? Why are you doing this? I mean, we're your chosen people. And, you know, as Christians, when we go throughout our life, you know, we don't know God's plan for our life. I mean, but we have his promise in that. I always go back to the four spiritual laws, and that's been a key thing in my life as I was in college and just kind of got exposed to that, and just a very effective way of sharing the gospel. And you know, the second spiritual law is the fact that God made us and has a wonderful plan for us, and I mean that's his promises, and he's not going to leave us by, you know, and just like let us fend for ourselves. He is always there. And we need to have faith and trust in what his plan is. You know, in that later part there, you know, after God was kind of leading them on this really hard road, they kind of were a little, you know, kind of curious why God was leading them this way. You know, they just didn't get it. And that's the way things are going to be in our own lives. We have this idea in mind of this is the way things should be. This would be perfect. And things don't work out that way. And the reason they don't is there's sin in the world that's going to cause problems. But mostly God's in control and he has a perfect plan in mind that's in our best interests. You know, I think about just myself and this moving that I'm going to be doing. And, you know, I've kind of, initially, I kind of had it in mind, you know, well, this could be how it could work out. You know, I get house sold right away, get a job, get a place to live, and be out there end of June, you know. And, well, actually, let me step back. Actually, I really didn't think that. Actually, when I made the decision that I wanted to move to Michigan, I knew what I had to do. I had no idea how I was going to do it. And I was thinking, you know, maybe it'll be a couple months before I get out there, you know, maybe the end of the summer. And in actuality, God just kind of turned things on a little high gear and worked it out. And within a matter of a couple, like 2.5 weeks, I had my house sold. You know, I didn't even put it up on the market and put up for sale sign, but God had a plan for that. You know, I mean, that's what I firmly believe. And in that process, you know, I was starting to look for some jobs and making some contacts and going online and submitting some resumes to some places. And that whole scenario has been kind of interesting too, because I had submitted some resumes and I got a call back like the next day after I had submitted a resume with a company that was very interested in my resume. They were very impressed with it and some of my website work that I've done. And they were talking about, you know, well, next step would probably be an interview. And well, 2 weeks went by and I didn't get any call from them, nor from anyone else either. And all of a sudden, on a Monday, just actually this past Monday, I got a call and they wanted an on-site interview out there in Michigan. And I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, this is impressive that they want an interview with me, in, you know, to meet the team and all that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to turn this down and say, sorry, I can't make it. I can't come out there. I was going to, you know, take the opportunity to go out there. And side benefit, too, I'll be able to spend some time with Vanessa. And well, once you know, in a matter of a few days, by the end of the week, I had, as of Friday, I had 3 interviews lined up when I'm going to be out there. And God just had it in mind. You know, he was waiting for things to be put in place so that when I go out there for this trip, you know, that I'd have all these interviews lined up. And that's just amazing to me, you know. And I don't know what's going to come of these. These might be the interviews that are going to be purely for my experience only in doing interviews. None of these jobs may be the job I end up getting. I don't know. I'm not counting on that. I'm leaving it in God's hands, because just the way he's worked out things all along. And then even there again, too, on Friday, I was kind of curious about where the house things were going. And on my way up to Fargo to visit a friend, I got a call from the buyers of my house, and they needed me to stop by and sign something. And like, I was already on my way up there, you know, and it was just totally God, just in his perfect timing, working everything out. And that just totally amazes me all the time. I mean, even in times when I've had doubts about, you know, that two week period stretch where I was like, okay, what am I going to do for a job? I still don't have anything confirmed. I don't have any interviews lined up. What am I going to do? Well, all I could do is go to God and continue to be seeking him and his will for my life, and being okay with that and trusting that he's got it all worked out, that it may not be the end of this month. It may not be the end of next month. You know, it may not even be in 4 months, but God has a plan that's beyond anything that we can imagine. And through all that, he's going to be right there guiding us each step of the way. And that's what he did with the Israelites. In chapter 13, verse 22, he went on and it goes on to say that, if you don't know the story, the previous verse before that talked about that God was leading them with a pillar of fire during the night and a pillar of cloud during the day. And in verse 13:22, it says, "Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." And right there just showed God's commitment to the people and leading them and guiding them each step of the way. And that's what God does for us. He promises that he will never leave us. That so long as we're seeking his will and his guidance for our lives, he's going to be right there for us to follow him. And when we stumble, he's going to be right there to pick us up. And in really tough times, he's going to be there to carry us through those tough times. That's how much he loves us. You know, and we fail. We fail at trusting in that. You know, we haven't changed. I mean, that's the thing that amazes me as I read about the Israelites and those in the Old Testament or New Testament, the people that are written in the scriptures and how they lived. You know, they don't live, or I mean, their faith isn't lived out much different than ours. They have times of trouble and they cry out to God and they struggle with putting their faith in God every day. And we all have that. And I don't care who you are as a Christian. There's going to be some times where we're going to say, "God, what are you doing?" You know, and it's in those times that we go to him and say, "God, what are you doing? I don't understand this, but I know that you're in control and you promised to be there for me, and I'm going to hold to that and just give me the comfort and strength I need each day to continue on." And that's where our hearts need to be all the time. Tough times are going to come, but with a God on our side, his plan will succeed, and we'll see that come to fulfillment. Or even if we don't, we may never get the answer of why things happen in our lives from God, but we know that God is in control. I mean, he promises that, and we have, you know, eternal life as the end result of it all. And in the end, all these things that happen along the way don't necessarily matter. And it's just important that we continue to be in him daily and seeking after him daily. You know, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 11, the Israelites, what happened is kind of Pharaoh realized what he had done when he let them go and said, and all the Egyptians were crying out to Pharaoh and said, "Hey, we don't have any servants anymore. We're like going to have to do all this stuff ourselves. So Pharaoh said, oh, you know, we need to go get these people back. Well, so Pharaoh got all his army together and they went chasing after the Israelites. Well, once you know, Israelites see him coming down the road. And this is what they said. They say to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. I mean, what's interesting to me, and I kind of reflected on this as I read that passage and did the devotions that day, you know, the Israelites, before they actually were released by Pharaoh, had experienced so many amazing things that God had done and protected them from. All of the plagues, when God came and killed all of the firstborn, it was the Israelites that were faithful to him and followed his commands that survived. I mean, they saw all this around them. They saw all these people didn't, but God protected us because we followed him. And here they are again, not much longer after that happened, and Pharaoh let them go, and all of a sudden Pharaoh's after them, and they're like, oh, we should have just stayed in Egypt. Things would have been better. Now we're going to die here. And, you know, it's like, I mean, it reminds me too of just even the disciples as they were with Christ, and, you know, how Jesus rebuked them and you know, said how little faith they had. You know, and that's so true of us. We all have such small faith compared to what we need to have. I mean, we can easily start to worry and question what's going on in our lives and lose sight of the fact that God's there. And a little later on, there again, I mean, God shows us his promises, you know, verses 13 and 14. He said, when Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. You know, and God kind of got a little upset when the Israelites started whining again. I mean, rightly so. I mean, he had done all these amazing things, brought them out of Egypt, and it's like, so you really think that God's going to bring you out of Egypt all to this point and then just say, okay, you're dead. No, God was there. God had a plan, you know, but we do that. I found myself do that. You know, I mean, all of a sudden I had a buyer for the house, you know, and things are all going well. And, you know, now I'm just waiting for the closing. And even still, I find myself worrying, oh, you know, the financing might not go through, or some paperwork is going to get messed up. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to get this great offer for a job, but I can't take it because the sale of my house didn't go through, and I got to start back all over, you know, put it up for sale. You know, and you know what? That may still even happen. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying that I know what God's plan is, and I'm not. And I'm always seeking to prepare my heart for acceptance of whatever God brings. And that's where we all need to be. You know, he has a plan for us that we don't see. And he gives us promises that we can trust in. And even in our failures, God is faithful to be there for us and really show us, you know, his love and just amazing blessings. And I'm always amazed in that. Even in my own failures, you know, when I start to worry a little bit, he turns me around. He gives me scripture that shows me his truth and brings me back to confidence and trust completely in him. And you know, and that's where we're going to find it. It is his word in our lives that is what's going to give us the strength and comfort and faith we need each day. And I've been so blessed by having the time each day to spend in His Word that I know I can have hope. And He's always speaking truth to me. And I just love that. And I thank Him for that. Well, you know, I hope that you, that God was able to use these words of mine today and just kind of what He's been doing in my life to really encourage you. We so easily stumble and fall and you know, we question things, and that's wrong. It's wrong for us to question. It's not wrong for us to seek truth and seek answers from God, so long as we are willing to accept what His answers are. That's the key. We so easily ask questions of God or seek answers from God, and we already have in mind the answer that we want. And when that answer doesn't come to pass, we get frustrated and we wonder, why, God? Why can't it be the way I want it to be? And it's just like parents and children. As young children, we think, why did my parents not let me do this or do that? And the reason is because they know what's best. And that's so true with God. He knows what's best for our lives. And He wants us to be content and comforted and just trust in Him for those things. And I just pray that we would continue, as His people, that we would continue to seek after Him and seek comfort in Him and seek to follow His word and His will for our lives. So I want to thank you for listening. And if you have any feedback, you know, if you have any other scripture that you'd like to offer up and post as comments to the site, I'd really appreciate that. And as always, I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to what God's doing in my life. And I just pray and ask that God would perhaps use this in some small way to reach others for Him and just show each other His truth. Not anything that's of me, not anything that I'm like have some kind of wisdom and insight into what God says or what His truth is, but that He can be speaking through me. And I just thank you for the opportunity. And I want to just wish you all of God's blessings. Thanks.
Hi, this is Steve Webb, host of LifeSpring. What will you find here? Well, you'll find music, conversation, and reasons to believe. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Listen up. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your station in life. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" LifeSpring is about answering that question and the question of how and why the answer can and does affect your life today. Come on by and check out the show at LifespringPodcast.com. That's LifespringPodcast.com. I'm Steve Webb, and I'll see you there.